Blog Talk Radio.
Be original, bitch. Oh. Hold on. We might have to bring that shit back. Cause I don't think y'all was like really ready for that to just drop like that. Hold on, Les. I'm gonna have to stop that. Let me restart that. All right. Listen. Oh shit. All right. Let's get into some things. Let's really get into some motherfucking things. Okay? Breaking news, everybody. Well, if you are a returning subscriber, well, then you know how this shit goes. Some shit might shut down. Some shit might stop working. But we will get through the show. If you are new, welcome and hello. Because I will go ahead and toot my motherfucking horn. This is the motherfucking place where we get into some things and we break this shit down. Okay? Now, if you don't know, because I really didn't know, everybody was tagging me in it because, you know, I'm planning a party. But I had to step away because it's been breaking news that police are saying that they believe that Jussie Smollett paid these two brothers to attack him. They have evidence that they purchased a noose in the string that was tied around his neck in a hardware store. The brothers. But listen, this is not new news. Why? Because I just said this shit yesterday. I've been telling you guys this is bullshit from the beginning. First, I said it was either sexual, some type of sexual misconduct, controlled substance, some type of substance abuse. And then I also told you that I believe that he paid those guys and promised them that he would keep them safe. Hence the reason why they're not locked up now. Wow. Wow. I mean, we couldn't have called it any more clearer here. You know, you had the people saying, let's wait till we have all the evidence. We didn't need all the fucking evidence. If it fucking whacks and quacks, it's a goddamn duck. If it stinks and blinks, it's a fart. Well, I don't know if fart, stink, and blink, but I know they stink. Shit. But listen, I want to know what you guys say. What do you think? And then for to those people, Jesse wouldn't have to do this. Jesse, you know, you had so many people. Why are you guys trying to, you know, you should be, you as the LGBT, you should be standing behind Jesse Smollett. Fuck no, we're not standing behind Jesse Smollett and his mental illness and or his damn drug addiction. He needs to get some goddamn help and figure it out. What is he doing? Then you want to blame the LGBT. Then you want to say you're doing this for the LGBT. I don't need you to do shit for me. Don't mention being black and LGBT when you over here lying and frauding in front of the whole fucking world. The whole fucking world. But then you want to say you're LGBT and black. Don't put that shit on us over here. God damn it. Come on. Don't put that shit over here, Jesse. Wow. So now we have to figure out what's going to happen with this Jesse Smollett situation. Really quick, I'm just going to share this to Facebook. Instagram. Hold on, I just want to make sure that we can get everybody in here getting into some things, okay? So, you guys hold tight. And the call lines are opening. 563-999-3658. Let's get into some things. Does Jesse Smollett need to go to rehab? Does he need to go seek some counseling? Why do we think that he has done this? What does this mean for that man's career? Hold on, y'all. I'm coming. I'm just trying to get into some things real quick. Hold on. 563-999-3658. Call in right now. Let's get into some things. Oh, my God. Yes. Caller 786-2428. You're live on the air.
Hey, Ma. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You get...
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Please. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, boom. Okay, let's see. Let's make sure it's working. Okay, can you hear me talk?
You can hear me now? You can hear me now?
I can, but I don't think that the people will be able to hear you right now. Give me one more second.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all.
It just said,
Okay, go ahead.
You can hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, this is me, Dorian Elliott from Miami, Florida. I just think that Jesse Smollett, I don't know if he's trying to save his career, wherever he is, but I just think he need to do all that because he already a celebrity. He can get plenty offers, like from Tyler Perry, from all these other kind of different people in the industry. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say? Even I know, you know?
Yeah, I'm here.
Even though, you know my number, Mom, you know me. Even though he was star, I mean, because I think Daniel Lee Williams made star also, because he didn't make a star also. But I, you know, whatever was going on with Jesse, I don't know. I just think that he can do better than it than trying to do something as far as trying to save his spot on Empire or whatever. What you think about it?
I just feel like I feel like Jesse. I think that he's stressed out. I think something happened. I'm going to go ahead and say that it's drugs. I feel like there's a substance abuse issue there. Something is going on. Why? Because that's what I was trying to figure out yesterday.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Where's the why?
Yeah. He probably just doing that whatever it is that he's doing. But hopefully it'll get well what he's doing. You know what I'm trying to say? And hopefully he can find like more opportunities for him as far as him being in his career and in his talent and what he do. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Yeah. But I had fun though. You know, you're welcome very much. No. That was your feel. Thank you, man.
Sheesh. All right. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, shit. What's up? All right, caller. Get your thing on.
So what's going on, Mishi? Did we not call this or what?
Yeah, we so called it. And, you know, from the beginning, that's why I said we love your show because you always keep it funky. Like, if it's not looking right, you going to call it out. And even with something as sensitive as this, you know, you kept it real. But, you know, you also left it open like you have to, like, what's going on? Like, from the jump, you know, you just knew something was wrong. And you didn't let others sway you because the key is you always have to make, you know, the exception for just because something looks and is supposed to be representing one thing, that doesn't mean that it actually is. So for the LGBTQ community to just jump on this as, oh, we have to support it. No, we have to support real, you know, serious situations where this has happened or evidence is not there, but not where evidence is there to show that this is just ridiculous. You know, you don't have to go with every sort of narrative in order to legitimize the fact that people die all the time from serious crimes like this.
So I think the only thing I'm a little foggy on now is the why. Like, where's the why?
Yeah. Well, okay, like, you know how I'm always going off on a tangent, so I'm going to need just to get into some things. Not just related to this, but with us knowing now, you know, okay, we know enough to know, yes, this is falsehood. But like I've been saying from the jump, where they're trying to desensitize you to, you know, any type of crimes happening sexually against people, stuff is going to be coming out about the horrors that have happened to, you know, our children. Still happening to our children. And what they're also trying to desensitize you to is to pedophilia. Like, there's always been a Hollywood, you know what I'm saying, agenda of the sicko elite that are always trying to tie pansexuality into the LGBTQ community. Like, they've always tried to hide within it. And they kicked out, you know, eons ago because of this. Like, you know, the LGBTQ community figured out what the hell? No, you know, they booted their ass out with that. But they are trying to legalize pedophilia. Even the R. Kelly case comes into it. So what this whole situation and all these PSYOPs are really trying to do is to make it to where they can legalize, you know, children being abused and, you know, just all this horror and make it legal and make you seem to look at it as there's nothing wrong with it. That's really the end game of the situation. And, you know, I didn't say anything about that until we were able to actually, you know for sure that this is just some old bullshit. But that's really the end game. That's what this is all about, where it all ties in together. Because anyone with any kind of sense knows that there's no damn reason that you should ever victimize any children. But sickos that try to look at this as, oh, we're just going to make it legal and everything else, that's the key. Because there's even many people in the LGBTQ community that claim pansexuality because they look in that dictionary or they pull up Google definitions and that's what they think it is. They don't know what it really is because they don't want you to know what it really is. Because if you knew what it really is, you wouldn't even be anywhere around that shit. You see what I'm saying? Y'all deep like that. You know, when you got to go into the deep, deep. And, you know, I really, I try to let people know, you know, the good here and there, but I have to bring that deep out, especially in these kind of times, because people need to know, you know, the sick world that we're living in and what's really going on, you know?
All right. Thank you, Mishi.
Because that Pizzagate ain't no game. You're welcome, and I'm so glad to have you all. Loving all these new shows. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I had to get in the middle of my damn party planning because the people were just like, Armand, there's so much going on. It went live. Jesse Smollett made the shit up.
Yes.
I'm just like, we were just talking about this shit yesterday.
We got to pull you in. Like, you got to come on and let us get that like that, Armand. You know you
right.
got to do it. We hate to bother you, but when we got to get into some things, we got to get
yes,
into
we,
some things.
Yes, we do. All right. Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. 301-6171. You're live on the air.
What's up, Armand?
Hey, what's going on? So what you think? Is he got a mental illness or is he on drugs? What's going on with Jesse?
First of all, the whole, like, the LGBT thing, it's not even only that. I feel like, though, he was ready to make a race war because people would have been ready to fuck up white people if this shit
yes.
would have been true. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I think he has something wrong with him. I think it's a drug situation, and I think maybe his career isn't going where he wants it to be. But I really,
you know, my other theory, you know what my theory was? I felt like, you know, maybe he probably was going to get written off of Empire. And, you know, the thing is, Jesse Smollett, you know, it was rumored allegedly that him and Lee Daniels was dating. I figure Jesse Smollett and Jesse ain't giving Lee no butt, okay? And Lee can't even buy the butt. But Lee has the new gay superhero, Super Bitch. Did you see the way that Lee was holding on to that little boy in the little video that
went
viral?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Lee got a new little bitch that's going to do everything or anything. And Jesse Smollett, you're just not making that much money. Jesse Smollett's acting career is so-so. There's definitely no music career happening here. So we're kind of at the point where there's no more money to be made. And then you're not giving up no ass.
I can't. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, I really was until I, like, all the evidence was coming forward. Because then I was kind of confused because, you know, I was hearing things like, oh, he got his rib broken and he had got, like, pretty much his ass beat. And then a couple days later, he's at a show. And I'm like, okay, like, what? But I don't know.
Right.
I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I really feel as though he should have looked at the bigger picture. It wasn't only just an LGBT thing. It was a race issue. And a lot of people, I was kind of looking at white people like, what? Like, I don't know. But that's pretty much all I have to say. I think it's a mental thing.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. 912-3024. You're live on the air. Hello? Hello? Yes, I
can. Can you hear me? Yes. First off, I want to let you know I love your show.
Thank you.
No problem. But I think it's something deeper than the surface. It may not just be drugs. I think there's something going on with him and Lee Daniels. I think they may have had a relationship. And, you know, sometimes people get petty when they are in relationships, make up all type of bullshit. Oh, this and that happened just to try to get sympathy or some type of empathy from the person that they're in love with. He may be deeply in love with Lee, and seeing him with that other young man, it probably made him feel the type of way. And he probably like, hey, let me make this up just so I can get some type of attention from him to see if he cares. Because I see that happen a lot, very, very often. So that could be it. Or Lee could probably have him set up, you know? It could be either
so
or.
Why did they the part that's
drugs.
Getting me is why did they agree to call the police? There was a bigger picture here. They wanted to make a statement to the world because once you called the police, you wanted this to go public. This was a very well, it wasn't too well thought out, but this was a thought out plan. And, but why? Why? Why?
But you
why?
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 But you know what, Armand, as I was saying, people do petty things. And sometimes, like, if he, for instance, I had a friend that did some real petty stuff. And she know if she would have reached out to her dude or the guy that she was in love with to tell him, hey, look, this and that happened to me. I got jumped, this, that, and the third. He ain't going to believe that shit. But if it goes public, he going to believe it. You know what I'm saying? If he's hearing it come from, if he sees, oh, yeah, this shit really did happen. And Lee Daniels saying, hey, this shit really did happen. He really did get beat up. This really did happen to him. He probably felt like, hey, that'll make him reach out to him or something. I don't know. But I don't think it's drugs. I really don't. I think it's just like pettiness And, you know, people just need to grow up. That's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. And I love your show. Keep doing your thing, boo.
Thank you, boo. Okay. Let's take another caller. 404-1290. You're live on the air. Let's get into some things. Okay, you're not ready. Private caller, you're back on the air.
They might say he's laced. The drugs is laced.
What?
They might say the drugs that he was doing, he was laced.
Oh. Who said that?
I can't say.
Oh, shit. You just come out here to just shoot some shit out? Well, we'll take it. Hung up. Oh. 716-2625. You're live.
Oh,
hi. There.
Live? Hello?
Yes. What's going on?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm standing out right now. I'm starstruck.
It's okay.
Because you are my favorite YouTuber. Like, I'm about to cry right now.
Thank
okay,
you.
Let me calm down. Woo. Okay. So, I called for two reasons. Number two, yes, I'm going to give my whole take on that whole Jesse Smollett mentally unstable thing. But number one, I just had to call you and let you know that you are the most awesome, most intelligent, most amazing YouTuber that has a show right now. Like, I've never seen a YouTuber analyze and break things down as intelligently as you do. I love you. I love
wow.
your show so much for the show, period. You don't know how much joy you bring to people's lives, and also you don't realize how much you help us, because I'm not trying to call nobody stupid. I'm not trying to call myself stupid, but like the way you break things down so intelligently, it helps us, because a lot of us are not able to think as critically as you think. So when you break it down for us, it helps us. You
wow.
know what I mean? But yeah, I just had to let you know that, because you are so awesome, and I don't feel
thank
like
you, so much.
You get credit, but you don't get as much credit as you deserve. Now, on to Jesse Smollett. Ooh, man, what a ugly, awful situation he has created, and it's unnecessary, too. Like, I don't know if he done paid these Nigerians off to say stuff and do stuff and pretend to jump them, and if he's trying to save his own behind from leaving the show. I don't know what he's doing.
I'll tell you what I think it is.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Well, this is what I think it is. I think that Jesse Smollett, as successful as he is, we all know that a lot of celebrities go through stuff. And just watching him speak, he's mentally unstable. He's battling with confidence issues, self-worth, value.
Yeah.
And there's substance abuse there. And you know, there's times where he wants to commit suicide. He feels suicidal. I get all this from him. And, you know, he just wanted some attention. He hadn't been feeling loved, and he wanted to be attacked to see who would care about him. Does anybody give a damn? Because he's been hurting on the inside.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to go there. And he's having a mental breakdown. And add a mentally unstable mixed with substance abuse, then you have a disaster. And then he has money, so you can pay people to do what you want them to do, especially if you have money and power. Those two young men from Nigeria, they were just extras. They're not really, like, on TV. So if Jesse Smollett says, this is what I want you to do, I'm going to give you X amount of dollars, and I promise you we're going to take care of you. Nobody will ever know that it was you two. Just do what I say, and I'll cut you the check, and then let's go. It's deeper than just... It's a big picture, and he's really dealing with some things internally.
Ooh, wait. Well, normally, like I told you, I'm a big fan of your show. I noticed that normally the things that you say in the theories that you come up with as far as what you think about a situation, normally, like 9.5 times out of 10, you end up being right. So I believe you.
But however, it's sad, like, when what you just said comes out to be true, I think that the best thing to do for him is to maybe, I don't want to say lock him up in a hospital, but he really needs to be put on a 50-150 because the behavior you just explained to me and the rest of the audience, that's suicidal behavior. When you're willing to go that far because you've got low self-esteem, it's like, who gives a damn about me? Let's do all this to see who gives a damn about me. You feeling so low that you're at the point where you will kill yourself. So if that's the case, he needs to be put on a 50-150 for real, for real, for real, for real, for real. For real. And I know, I kind of know what I'm talking about a little bit with 50-150 because I used to struggle real bad with anorexia. And it was so bad to the point where I started hallucinating. And once I got that bad from not eating, I went 7.5 weeks without eating a drop of food, just water and vitamins. So being 5'9" at only 90 pounds, that caused me to start hallucinating. And, of course, when I start hallucinating and attacking the air, and you go crazy after you go so long without eating food. I got put on a 50-150, and that's kind of how I know what I'm talking about with that type. I've never been suicidal. I've never, you know, it was just a vanity thing.
Yeah.
To me. I wanted to be as possible so I could be a supermodel and be the next Tyra, you know, crazy stuff. But still, the same thing. When I got put into the 50-150, I got exposed to, like, a lot of different people there who were suicidal, and I kind of got a good feel of what it's, not what it's like to be suicidal, but what it's like to interact with suicidal people and to, you know, just to talk to them, to understand their mentality and all that. And he sounds like the people who were there with me when I was on the 5150, they were suicidal. They felt real low about themselves. They felt like nobody cared about them. They went through, they didn't have money like Jussie Smollett. They didn't do what he did, but they did their version of, let's see who cares about me. Let me cut myself. And have, you know, I was there with some younger people who were cutting themselves, and most of them were like, oh, I did it for attention. I purposely cut myself, and I wanted my parents to walk in on me, or I did at a time in a place where I knew my parents were getting off of work, and I wanted them to see me cutting myself and see blood everywhere. I wanted to see how much they cared about me because they were going through divorce, and they weren't paying no attention, and blah, 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 blah. And they just had a bunch of different reasons as to why they did what they did to themselves. And what you're saying about Jussie Smollett, you know, he sounds like he's to the point where he might be suicidal. So I feel like he needs to get help now before it's too late. And y'all eventually hear on the news, or I'm eventually listening to your show, and I hear you say, oh, well, yesterday at such and such a clock, Jussie Smollett committed suicide. I want to hear that. I want to tune into your show and hear that. So we need to get him some help now before it's too late. And also, too, I feel like somebody.
All right, Carter, we got to wrap it up. We got to wrap it up.
Okay, I'm going to say this real quick.
Love
I feel like
you.
Somebody is crazy. Oh, love you too. Take care.
Bye. Wow. Jussie Smollett. Things, you guys. I'm not going to be on here much longer. I do have to go, but I just want to let you guys know we are on the right track. The story is developing, so we are going to follow this all week. If anything breaks between tonight and tomorrow, I won't be back until Monday, okay? I will be back Monday, but I know you guys wanted to really get into some things. We will do a deep dive next week once more things come out, but I just want to kind of come for you guys now and kind of talk. Let me take a couple more calls, and then we're going to get on out of here, okay? 301-6171, you're live on the air.
Oh, you know what? That lady that said that they were dating, that actually made a lot of sense. That actually made a lot of sense, like, because remember when it first came out, Lee Daniels had posted a picture of him on FaceTime with with Jussie. That makes a lot of sense, and maybe Jussie wasn't trying to make it, like, you know how you lie about something, and then now it turns into a bigger thing, and I think that possibly could be what it was. That actually made a lot of sense.
So what do you feel like now?
I feel like you said, he was hugging up one of those superhero dudes, and then he was like, you know, oh, shit, like, feeling some type of way. So I think he paid those dudes that
work for Empire to, like, come beat his ass or do whatever. And then he called Lee. Because they say he didn't even call the cops, right? Like, he didn't call the cops till later on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was in the hospital, and those were
after
like
he conspired with his manager. It just wasn't adding up. That's why I was like, something is not adding up. Either he was cruising for some men and it went left, or there was a substance abuse, and you know, there's some substance abuse involved. And then when it came out that he may have allegedly staged it, and then these two black men came out, and I'm like, okay, no. He paid them, and he didn't think that it was going to go this far. He thought that this was going to be like quick news. We heard about it. We said, oh, Jesse, poor Jesse, give him some sympathy, and we were going to go on about our day within 3 days. But no, people started digging, and it started to spiral out of control, and now we're here.
Exactly. And did you see the two men that he paid?
Right. Yes.
It had to be a setup because they looked like they would have did some damage for real. If they really wanted
absolutely
to hurt him, it looked like they would have hurt him. So
there's no way that Jesse Smollett had them running away.
No, that made the perfect sense when she said that. I was like, hold up, that actually makes a lot of sense. But yeah, that's why I called back.
And we don't know, but whether I don't know, because I was going to say they could have been into some fetishy stuff, but still, it still doesn't explain
right
the why you called the police and you kind of made this thing go public. What the fuck was the point of putting this out?
And did you see the little cut under his eye? Like, I was like,
right,
man, where's the black eye? Like, I was like, hold on.
Like that is like a real ass scene off of Empire. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're letting the show control your real life. Like, you're not really Jamal Lyon.
Right. And that's what I think happens to a lot of people. They kind of forget. And it's like, can he get in serious trouble for this? Because if the cops found out he was staged, he's going to get in trouble.
This could be a federal offense. Well, don't get me to talking like I know the law, but shit, this seems like it could be a felony, a federal offense, some all kind of shit. It's over.
Yeah, they going.
But then
them.
my issue is this: what he did was he's making the LGBT people look like fucking liars, making black people look like frauds, and more importantly, giving Donald Trump a reason to point and laugh.
Exactly. Because, you know, out here, you know, doing your thing as a gay man, a gay black man, it's hard. It's hard out here. So him with that platform that he already has doing some big wild stuff like that, that kind of, for one, it hurts us as a culture and it hurts us as the LGBT, because
absolutely,
I did see a lot of LGBT standing behind him, like supporting him. I even posted it on my motherfucking page and now I have to go and delete it. But everyone was kind of looking at, do you know who Milan Christopher is?
Yes.
He was the first one like, nah, this ain't adding up. You and him were the first two that I was like, okay, yeah, they saying that it ain't adding up, but I'm going to give it some time. And it wasn't adding up. Like, I just can't believe that he would do that.
All right. Thank you, Carla. We got to move on.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Oh, I hung up on somebody else. 214-4979, you're live on the air.
This is Zach Walton from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I just think that, like, honestly, like, he got to be on some drugs or something.
Right.
Because it's just like, you know, you risked your whole career for this. And, like, honestly, I can honestly say I used to support Trump, you know.
Okay.
So I know how, you know, people can ride for somebody that's corrupt. You know what I'm saying? So he should have known that people was going to come for him when they mentioned Trump. I don't know who mentioned Trump, but he should have knew that whoever mentioned Trump, that they was going to jump in it and really research it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I don't know. His career might be over with. You know, because he's popping. You know they're going to get from jail time. Like, and then he's going to have to be probably on probation. And it's going to interfere. But this goes to show a lesson to everybody. Do not make false statements and then go to the police with it. You know, this should,
absolutely.
If anybody in the future think that they can make a false statement to a law enforcement or to the police, then you better think twice. And
all right.
It.
Thank you,
so,
caller. We got to wrap it up because, nigga, I got to go.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Last caller, 929-9852. You're live on the air.
My guy.
Hello.
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 Yes.
Santos, you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking about the situation with him, too. I think he's going to be good. Like I was saying, he's black. I know he's definitely going to start studying with, boxing, karate, and all
different. I have to hang up on a dumbass. I don't play dumb bullshit like that. You will get hung up on, you stupid motherfucker. All right. So we got into some things here. And so the story will be developing. I'll see you guys Monday. Keep me updated. We got to get into some things. We got to get into this Nicki Minaj. We got to get into this Cardi B. We got to get into the Jesse Smollett. But like I said, we knew it here at the Armand Wiggins Show that that shit was some bullshit from the motherfucking beginning. They need to get Jesse help. He needs to do a drug test. Remember when I said they need to get Jesse on a drug test? And the woman was like, so you think he need a drug test? I said, fucking right. Jesse Smollett needs a goddamn drug test to make sure that his ass is not on drugs. But I bet you're going to be willing to do that drug test now. He's going to be claiming all kind of mental illness, drug test. It's going to come out that he was afraid. He might try to speak out on Lee because at this point he has nothing to lose because he's lost it all. So it's going to get really, really, really grimy. And I feel like depending on how low it goes and what they promise him, he might pull a Tekashi and start snitching on everybody. Because I'll tell you this, he is not in it alone. This is not his plan alone. Unless he's just so fucked up in the head, he called the manager and he told the manager what he did. And the manager said, we should call the police. I don't know if the manager didn't conspire with him because you'd be one stupid motherfucker to do so. But anyway, we'll be following this story, guys. I love you all for watching. Gotta go. Until next time, let me know what you guys think in the comments. Let's keep the conversation going on Twitter. Use the hashtag at the Armand Wiggins Show. Well, using the hashtag the Armand Wiggins Show, okay? Make sure you guys stop by thearmandwigginsshow.com, get your merchandise, submit your music for my Wednesday night show. And until next time, you know, I'll see you niggas soon. All right. I gotta get out of here. Woo! Oh my God. I am running behind schedule. Kenneth, I'm running a little late. Nico.
If he snitches and he has already agreed to cooperate, all nine counts will be